the school report cards are out, and it shows that most Wisconsin schools and districts are meeting expectations. We'll get reaction from North Fond du Lac's school superintendent, Aaron Sadoff. He'll join us a little bit later on in the program. The Fond du Lac School Board will consider providing some financial support for building an artificial turf football stadium at Fond du Lac High School. The board met in a workshop session last night and agreed to take a vote at their next meeting on whether to commit some money from the school district's fund balance if a certain amount can be raised through private donations. We're going to talk with school board treasurer Mark Gergella coming up a little bit later on in the program. Athletic director David Mikulkavich joins us on this segment of the show. David, great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Greg. Really appreciate it.
All right. Initially, the idea was kind of a sports complex, I guess, if you will, an indoor training facility and the sports stadium as well, mm-hmm. at the high school. And the total preliminary estimated cost was roughly $9.8 million. After the workshop session, I think the board was kind of in agreement that, okay, we'll talk about one of those two options. And that was the football field. And so what the board said is, let's come back at the next meeting. Let's talk about asking if we're willing to commit. And a figure was thrown out there. I don't know if this is the figure that they would ultimately vote on, but they came up with a figure of $1.5 million from the district's fund balance if the remaining amount could be raised through private donations. Is that your understanding of what the board's going to do?
My understanding is that they will come back at the next meeting. There's going to be a vote on that number for a new stadium that would provide us a surface that we could play soccer, football, all of our spring sports, be able to practice on, FIAD, marching band, a number of things up at the high school. And that we would then look at privately fundraising the remaining balance. And if we hit that target, we'd be able to provide that for our students.
All right. Just sitting in the audience listening, It was my feeling that this project, and I think you said, if we can't raise the money, it's a no go.
Correct. We're not gonna put this on. You know, if the district is willing to commit a certain amount of money, that is the amount of money that they are willing to commit, and we have to go out and we have to raise the rest. And if we don't hit that number for what the budget comes back after we start this process, then we would not continue with the project. That's part of the understanding, yes.
It's not going to be like what happened at Fruth Field, where the project went forward with the promises that the money would be raised, and then the money wasn't raised.
No, that would not be the direction that we take this project. I think that we learned from our – I wasn't here, but I think that we have, as a district, have learned through that process of how to handle this going forward. And I think that we have a better idea of how to drive a project like this. And we can go out to our local community and the businesses and major corporations. And I think that we can get the money fundraised up front.
All right. Now, if I was on the school board, and I'm not, you said you were confident that you could raise $3.75 million if the board would commit funds.
Mm-hmm.
And the total cost of a new stadium is 4.4, I would have said, okay, well, then the school district is willing to contribute $700,000.
No, I understand where you're coming from. I appreciate the direction that I don't believe it was Nick Tefke who made the recommendation. I believe it shows a great support for a project like this that affects the majority of students here at Fond du Lac High School, and is a great thing for them. And, you know, take some of the relief off of the fundraising effort. And to be honest, you know, they'll look at many different options, I think, for funding this in terms of a fund balance and budgeting and different things through the whenever we get to the point of moving forward.
Are you as we talk today, are you mm-hmm. confident you're going to be able to get the amount of money raised in order for, if the board votes in favor of, and there's no guarantee the board's going to vote in favor of committing that money, but if the board does vote to commit that money, are you confident you're going to be able to raise the remaining amount?
Yeah, I am. I really believe that we can get out and we can do that within our community. I think there's a lot of support out there that would help us reach our goal. Alumni throughout the entire country here, I think, outside of just Fond du Lac, who have expressed interest and support in doing something like this. And, I do believe that we can get to our goal.
All right. This was raised by a number of board members yesterday, and I want to get your response. Some board members were concerned, one, about dipping into the fund balance for this project that they described as a want more than a need, and two, coming so close after asking taxpayers for permission to spend almost $100 million in a major building referendum. What's your response to that when taxpayers just spent a ton of money on building projects throughout the district?
Absolutely. First of all, I'd say thank you to the community for investing in our educational system here in Fond du Lac. That's a huge investment in the future and provides us the ability to do projects that we would not have any chance of taking care of without that support. This is a project that we feel through the use of, that still keeps us at an extremely healthy fund balance, if they choose to go that route, would still keep us at 16%, which is above where we have a recommendation within our board policy of staying at 15%. It's a one-time expense that would allow us to provide a surface and an area for our kids to have a great atmosphere for home events because it's on campus, it's close, bring soccer back on campus, brings FIED classes and extra space that they don't have right now, and provide something that is continuously safe and playable on a regular basis. I think you can argue either way, want, need. I think that's perception. And that this is something that as the athletic director and the head of PE, I feel is something that we absolutely do need for our kids, to provide them an area that matches the effort and matches the time and dedication that they put into, whether it's FIED, whether it's athletics, whether it's fine arts. The area would then be available for them on a regular basis. And, when we went back, if you want to talk about with the fund balance part, this is what that's kind of for, is one-time expenditures that we can afford within the district without going to the taxpayers, not raising taxes, not asking for that type of a commitment from them. Whereas the projects that we did that we are going to be doing through the referendum, we could not have done through the fund balance. We could not have budgeted for over a long period of time. So again, the referendum was an amazing show of support by the community for an investment in our facilities and in our educational system. And I believe that we'll see that same show of support within putting this together for co-curricular, extracurricular activities here at Fond du Lac High School.
All right, two more questions and I'll let you go. What about the people who made some significant donations with the bricks for the entryway at Fruith Field, thinking that was going to be the home stadium for the Cardinals?
Absolutely. And again, that was another great show of support within the community. Though we can't continue to control the weather and with things that have taken place down there in the last few years, to continue to try to put a Band-Aid on an issue like we have is not fair to our kids now. And we're trying to make the best decision we can for our kids going forward. And we hope that those same people and those same organizations, if we get the chance to talk to them in person, to have that conversation and show them how the direction of this new direction would be something that's going to benefit kids for an extended period of time here at Fond du Lac High School.
All right, I'll get you out on this. You made a comment last night that I really hadn't heard school officials talk to at any great detail in the past.
Sure.
But I found it interesting that you talked about the importance of attracting kids and keeping kids in the school district with open enrollment,
mm-hmm.
and that it was this was an important component of that.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about that.
No, if you're looking at school districts like the Appleton school districts, Kaukauna, Kimberly, even Neenah with the referendum they're looking at and the improvements they're going to do, what Menasha has done with their school district in terms of athletic facilities, Hortonville, what they've done, they're not doing that because they feel that it's a great thing to have at all times. They're competing for kids, and it does come into an effect as people are determining which schools to go to. They do look at facilities. They're going to look at, they're going to look at the school report card. They're going to look at facilities. They're going to look at a lot of things, and it does matter to a section of people, when they're making a decision on where to school choice for open enrollment. And this gives us an opportunity to have another amazing facility here at the high school. You've been in the building here, Greg. It's an amazing building. Our PAC is top of the line. It's probably one of the best in the state. No doubt about that. They put on amazing performances. The school, in terms of what we can offer in terms of facilities with the ACE building, with our auto shops, with our classroom sizes, with our science areas in terms of lab setups, the field house, they're amazing. But we do lack in terms of having something on site and for our outside facilities, and this would allow for that to take that step forward and continue to draw people here into our community.
All right. Fond du Lac School District Athletic Director David Mikulcavage, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.